Communication is a wonderful thing, isn't it? When put to use with honesty, with facts, openness, creates understanding, cooperation, many other positive results. There are instances where that communication is actually expected, and when that expectation is not met, then we have some problems. Such as the case with the New Jersey school my next guest is here to detail. It's an instance where the right-to-know parents' demand from schools is being fought against by, believe it or not, the state. My guest is the lead attorney in this case from the Goldwater Institute, who's helping parents fight back against this denial of some, I'd call it, pretty important information about their kids. Adam Shelton, how are you today, Adam?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Learn more about this case, the work of the Goldwater Institute. Their website is goldwaterinstitute.org. This involves the Marlboro Township Board of Education. Give us the background of what's going on here with this, Adam.
Yeah, so a couple months ago in June, the Marlboro Township Board of Education enacted a new policy requiring school officials to notify parents if they decide to grant an accommodation to a student who's transgender. That notification, you know, it's a long process. Once the student requests that, or the school officials think the student wants that, they talk to the student, they talk about how they're going to notify the parents, and they sit down with the parents and come to an agreement and set up a plan for how best to handle the situation going forward. Unfortunately, the New Jersey Attorney General doesn't like this new policy and is suing the Marlboro Township Board of Education along with two other school boards that recently adopted similar policies. He's arguing that it violates the New Jersey law against discrimination as that law has been interpreted by the New Jersey Department of Education, and the New Jersey Department of Education interprets that law as prohibiting any sort of requirement that parents are notified of decisions taken by school officials to accommodate a transgender child. We are intervening in that case on behalf of a parent, arguing that the policy that the Marlboro Township Board of Education adopted is actually required by the Constitution. The Constitution protects the right of parents to control and direct the education, upbringing, and health care decisions of their children. The Supreme Court has upheld this right and reaffirmed this right for the past century, and the New Jersey Supreme Court has held that it is a separate right protected under the New Jersey Constitution as well. But parents simply cannot meaningfully and fully exercise that right if schools are withholding information from them about decisions that they are taking that will directly affect the mental health or physical well-being of their child. So this policy that the Marlboro Township Board of Education is in line with the Constitution, is required by the Constitution, and the way in which the New Jersey Department of Education interprets the law against discrimination, which is what the New Jersey Attorney General is relying on here, actually violates both the U.S. Constitution and the New Jersey Constitution.
Just for clarification point two, the parents that you are representing, do they have any child or children who is going through a gender identity change, or is this a parent who's concerned about the policy overall and how it would impact every student, every parent, no matter what the case is?
Right. So we're representing a mom who has two kids and sends both of them to public schools in the governed by the Marlboro Township Board of Education. She is unaware of any kind of issues with her children or any considerations that her children might be transgender. The problem is if this policy isn't in place, she would never know if situations occur or if situations are happening. If the New Jersey Attorney General got his way, schools could implement, you know, support plans for her children. They could start calling her children by a different name or different pronouns, all without any requirement to tell her about it. The Marlboro Township Board of Education's new policy would require her to be notified of those decisions unless there was some sort of belief, reasonable belief, that doing so would cause substantial harm to her child.
I noticed, too, that in a quasi-related instance with the State Board of Education, they've put together a policy regarding pronouns, gender identity, school sports, and the like. And if a school decides to not go along with the state-mandated policies from the State Board of Ed, Governor Murphy is already threatening to withhold state funding. I would expect in this case, too, that's a threat that he would put over the school's heads as well. It seems like the state wants to be the bully to protect personal beliefs of a changing time that we're in, agree with it, disagree with it, whatever the case may be, versus the rights of parents.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the end game of the state is in this particular case. Right now what's happening is they filed an administrative complaint with the New Jersey Department of Justice, one of the divisions there. And the case that's currently pending in state court is just seeking an injunction against the policy being implemented while that administrative proceeding plays out, which we're told could take, you know, a little over a year, even longer. So what we want is this policy to go into effect right now so that parents will know if the schools start making decisions that are going to directly affect the mental health or physical well-being of their children, including calling their children by a different name, different pronouns, and then the children use bathrooms that match their gender identity versus their biological sex.
Now, I know the proponents, people who agree with what the state attorney general is doing here, they fall back on the belief that, well, not every home is going to be welcoming to the child's decision. It could actually become a violent home for that child. Trevor Project, who is they're a leading suicide prevention organization for LGBTQ plus young people, they did a national survey, over 2,200 people. By and large, a vast majority of parents said they would support their kid. Are there ones who wouldn't? Yes, there are, but this policy that Marlboro has, there's a safety net already installed for those cases, isn't there?
Correct. So this policy requires parents to be notified unless there's a reasonable belief that notifying parents would put the child in the path of substantial harm, which is great. You know, schools shouldn't be in the business of putting children in harm's way, but they also shouldn't be in the business of keeping secrets from parents. And this policy seems to try to balance those two interests. And the issue with, you know, the New Jersey Attorney General's position is that because some children might be put in danger, all parents should be deprived of this information, just doesn't comport with the Constitution. The Constitution requires, when withholding information from parents, an individualized determination of the specific circumstances that are going on. And that's what this policy allows for. It allows for an individual determination of specific circumstances to ensure that a child is safe, but ensure that a parent's constitutional rights remain protected and that parents remain involved with the school. Schools work better when there's a partnership between parents and the school about how to best educate the child and how to best meet the needs of the child. This policy does that. The New Jersey Attorney General is trying to enact a different policy that cuts parents out altogether of these types of decisions.
Talk with Adam Shelton from the Goldwater Institute, lead attorney in a case involving the Marlboro school system being sued by the state in an issue of parental notification and the parents' right to know. Learn more about this case at goldwaterinstitute.org, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. And I agree with what you're saying about that. It needs to be that open door between parent and school. But I actually think a triangle is more important, the parent, the school, and the child involved. And that's the only way for a complete picture.
I completely agree. It needs to be all three of those parties involved coming to the table to best decide what's going to be best for the child.
My concern with this, and as I mentioned, with the State Board of Ed ruling regarding gender identity school sports and the way that the governor's office is bullying schools or threatening to bully them if they don't comply, this sounds like it could make schools fearful of taking similar steps that Marlboro did, and instead more and more schools would, just to keep peace and keep their state funds flowing, try to just make sure all is right and happy as far as what they're doing with the Attorney General's office.
Yeah, and that's why this case is so important. This is really the first case that's going to pit, you know, the state against the school boards over this kind of issue. And that's why this case is so important and why we wanted to get involved and assist parents in this case, because until we filed a motion to intervene, parents weren't involved. It was just the school board and the Attorney General. And while the Marlboro Township Board of Education raised some parental rights arguments, they're not as much in the position to raise those arguments as parents are, because it's not the schools or the school board's rights who are going to be violated if this injunction goes into place and the policy isn't allowed to be enforced. And I think this situation really does also highlight why it's so important to have, you know, robust school choice programs in the state that allow parents to best decide what school fits the needs for their kids. And coupled with that are strong public notification policies, so parents know what is going on in public schools and can decide whether or not that is the best school to send their child to or not.
Which is one of the few things that New Jersey does right when it comes to public education. But again, with if these many resources, I mean, we're one of the states where you can even, much like in college level education, public schools can recruit students saying we have the best programs for what your child's goals are. You pay for the transportation and your kid can go to a school outside of the town you live in. So that was a boom for people who wanted the best education available for their kids. But if these schools, charter schools, public schools, even homeschooling, is going to fall prey to bullying by politicians, then that's opportunity for education is going to decrease. And I do want to say, too, because people start hearing about a topic and they hear what they want to hear, not what is being said. This is not an attack on the issue of sexual identity, personal pronouns, or gender identity. That's not in the picture here. This is just about a means of, as I said back in the introduction, communication is the best tool for solutions, and that's all we're looking for here, right?
Correct. We are not arguing that schools should not call children by a different name or by different pronouns, let them use different bathrooms. All we are saying is that when schools make those decisions, parents need to be involved or at the very least notified that those decisions are being made. It's all about parental notification and parental involvement, not the kind of end result of what the school is doing or the decisions that they're making.
Just an aside on my part, maybe the State House and the governor's office should spend more time in creating tutoring and catch-up education programs to make up for the COVID pandemic created a learning loss among our students. Most studies say that students, especially from urban schools, have lost up to a grade's worth of education because of the pandemic and the failure of remote learning. But it's another talk from another time with another situation. We'll learn more about this case and the work of the Goldwater Institute, their website, goldwaterinstitute.org. He is one of their staff attorneys, a lead attorney in the case regarding what we've been talking about here with Marlboro School District versus the state. Adam Shelton, Adam, thanks for the work that you do, the alerts that you raise in all of us, and the protection that you're giving to parents and maintaining their rights in every way possible. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.